Hare Krishna. We have with us our, in a way, very kind sponsors from Sikhnandari Gurda. Those who have been coming for several years know we have been offered by them a wonderful facility in which to receive Srila Gurudev. It's very difficult to find a place with a proper kitchen, with pure standards, with no contamination from meat. It's very difficult to find a place where many, many people can sleep and bathe and do all their bodily necessities and bhajans. And even they're experiencing their Guru Maharaj is just had an operation and they were engaged in bhajan for his well-being, and still, because they've committed the temple to us, this temple room, still they're letting us use. So their kindness, they're more than brothers. They're more than brothers to us. And we very much just as a word of information, we had tried to secure a larger place close to the town center, and at the last minute it became more and more evident to us that the construction work would not be completed on time. That same place where we had the program, there's a big church hall that's being renovated, and the devotees started noticing that they were falling behind on the construction. So we thought, Krishna, we'll call our Sikh brothers to the rescue. And at the last minute, we had to change all the messages on the internet service. And for them, no problem. All you want to come, we will make all arrangements for you. Because they're not only letting us the facility, they actually have a deep appreciation for our Guru Maharaj and for the process of Nam Sankirtan. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president, Mr. Chana. If you would please come and say a few words, because from all the faith communities, we appreciate them the most, and they appreciate the most. Please, Hare Krishna.
Say Sasri Akal and Hare Krishna to everybody who's come to Birmingham and stayed here at our Sikh temple. Like my friend, my brother said, you're always welcome whenever you want to come here and be a guest. And I'd like to apologize for any inconvenience it goes to you during your stay here, because like my brother said, we are engaged with our Sadhguru not very well, and we couldn't spend much time here with you. So most of our Sangat has gone to London to say a special prayer today, so some of us just stay behind to visit you today. And I'd like to say welcome to Holiness here as well. Thank you.
You know that all these Sikhs are Sanatanist devotees. And you know from the beginning, Guru Nanak, what meaning? He was Guru, to give transcendental love and affection for Supreme Lord. And in his dynasty, in Guru Parampara, Arjun Singh, we see there. And so many. Oh, there are first Hindu, still Hindu. To save Hindu and Sanatana Dharma from the clutches of Muslims at that time, Mughal, Aurangzeb and others, very aggressive. Oh, he has a vow that if he will not defeat Mughals, and they will have to quit India, then we will not shave our heads. we will not save our ears. And they took some bow in their hands. They wear. You should see. Oh, yes, that. That will be bring independence for Hindu and Vedic culture. So they are not any separate thing from devotees of India. They are Sanatanist. They also know that Krishna and Ram is Supreme Lord. Guru Nanak used to tell all these things to his devotees everywhere. So they slept everywhere. Arjuna lost his two sons because they promised, we cannot accept Muslim religious. And they were given in wall was constructing. And the Mughals, they put him in that wall. Wall became here. Oh, you will accept? Never. Then here. Now you will have to accept. Never. They came to here. Oh, there is some time. Otherwise we will cover. But still he never accepted. And he was given in war. So how sacrifice they have done for India to save Sanatan Vedic Dharma. So we are also here in their guidance. And they should save us and give shelter so that we can preach Sanatan Dharma in the line of Guru Nanak, that Krishna and Ram is super. They are Supreme Personality of Godhead. By chanting and remembering Supreme Lord, we can be happy. Otherwise, never. So this is the mission of our Sanatana Vedic Dharma of Chaitanya. See, Guru Nanak, Arjun Singh and his Guru Parampara is still. But some mad Sikhs, they think that we are separate from Sanatana Dharma. And we should fight for them. But so many intelligent and pious Sikhs, almost all, only some few like that. They want Sikhistan or anything. But pure Sikhs always save Hinduism everywhere. So many thanks that they have given here shelter to preach our mission of Ram and Krishna, Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana. My blessings to them and my prayer to Krishna that Krishna should be merciful to them. They should be happy. Gaur Pramananda. You should speak two words. Why we can? You. One day, in our 6 days, Mahotsav, you can bring your singers, party, they should come and do some kirtan. We want to hear. And thus we should exchange our views and everything. आप लोग तो हिंदी भी पूरी अच्छी तरह से जानते हैं, इसलिए उन सब लोगों को लाएंगे, कीर्तन करेंगे, हम लोग भी सुनेंगे, हम भी करेंगे, विचारों का आदान प्रदान होगा और हम लोग मिलजुल करके रहें.
Om Agyanta Nirandasya Agyanjana Sivakaya. Chakshuram Nidhidham Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak a couple of words about why he has come here. And I know for all of you, anything I can say will simply be repeating the obvious, which is why you're all here. The reason that he's come here clearly is to continue the great tradition, the Sampradaya and the teachings of our Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which is to reach out to the world and spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is love and affection for all living entities, and to give all living entities, irregardless of qualification or disqualification, the chance to attain prema, or pure love of God. This is the highest goal of life, the greatest gift that can be given, and it's our great fortune and a great rarity that a personage such as our Srila Gurudev has come and to inspire us. Many of us were at one time stuck in an ocean of melancholy. Many of us took initiation or inspiration from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj. He inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement. Now it's over 36 years ago. So it's been a very long time, and a lot of us have been waiting for this opportunity. We've missed Swami Bhaktivedanta's association, wondering, where is Krishna? Is Krishna there for us? And Krishna has heard our prayers and sent his bosom friend, Srila Prabhupada's bosom friend, our dear Gurudev. And what more can I say than this, except that we hope that Gurudev continues to give us shelter at his lotus feet and continues to be patient with us and inspire us more and more to realize that the path to Krishna and the path to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is firm faith in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Without that, we are absolutely nothing and have no hope in spiritual life. Sometimes this is misunderstood. Now and then we hear about some wonderment about Guru Tattva, but the fact that Srila Gurudev is here is proof that Guru Tattva is there guiding us, looking after us, and ensuring that our path back to Godhead is guaranteed by their mercy.
Thank you. And you, Yogi,
two, four words.
Amagantram Hasya, Jim Jam, Shakya, Shakshan, Nathan, Jim, and Tasmasi.
Oh, from here? No. Oh. Well, you should like that.
Yeah. Okay, Prajna.
Author, here is standing. Here is standing. Here on that.
This is very embarrassing. It's, let alone I don't feel qualified. You know. Why don't you call it Last night I was having a discussion with some of our Islamic friends in the shop at the custard factory. And I tried to make the point to them that Krishna explained the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita millions and millions of years ago, eventually to Manu, the father of mankind, and that the science of the relationship between the individual and the supreme ultimately really has nothing to do with Christian, Hindu, Muslim, or Jew, because everyone is a spirit soul and has an eternal relationship with God, and the basic principle is bhakti, or love and devotion, like this. But one thing they accept, and all faith communities accept, that with time, and due to the nature of institutions, the essence of religion can be lost, or it can become corrupt. And unless a person who has 2 feet firmly situated in the spiritual world, we have one person with 2 feet in the material world, perhaps looking in the right direction, often looking in the wrong direction. Maybe someone else has 1 foot in the material world and is taking some help and has 1 foot stepping into the spiritual world. But unless we have the guidance of someone whose both feet, lotus feet, are situated in the spiritual world and who can pull us up, it's very difficult to understand the true purport of the scriptures. And it may take many, many lives to get that association. So we feel very, very fortunate after many, many millions and millions of lives in useless existence in this material world, simply trying to survive and thrive and eat, sleep, mate, and defend, and somehow or other, by some unimaginable agyata sukriti and good association, we come in the association of a pure devotee whose both lotus feet are firmly situated in the spiritual world at all times, and who kindly reaches down to us and pulls us up. So with all the merits that I command, I bow down to the lotus feet of Srila Narayana and all of the devotees in this assembly of Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Words.
Om Gyanati Nirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Nalitam Devatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchaka Patru Vischa Kripa Sindhvevacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavya Namaha. So I'll just speak very briefly that how fortunate we are that I cannot describe at least my good fortune of being able to be in association of somebody as kind and merciful as Srila Gurudev. We all feel how exalted he is, but being with Srila Gurudev since 96 from some moments, what has really stood out in my mind is how kind and how compassionate and how he overextends himself so much for us. And when I see it time and time again, I become bewildered, I become stunned, I cannot describe how amazed I am at his kindness and his compassion. So this, we can understand that this is the manifestation of the kindness and compassion of the Supreme Lord Himself, of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and the combined form of Radha Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our great fortune we cannot measure. And we see Gurudev traveling all over the world. I was just in Badger, LA, San Francisco, and just by his presence, the atmosphere of Vrindavan that he brings, and the joy and the lightness. As soon as Gurudev comes with his devotees, then it is just ananda, just pleasure and just bliss. And without this, actually, there's no real value to life. From time to time, I come in contact with people all the time who are not having such association, and I feel so sorry for them. And coming from that situation, then I come into Gurudev's entourage, and it's like coming from darkness to light. More than darkness to light. It's just so pleasant, so pleasurable. And devotees, people they see that, oh, those who are with Srila Narayana Maharaj, that there's something different. There's something different in this group. But what it is only Srila Gurudev. Without Srila Gurudev, then we're nothing. And everything, all the bliss, all the happiness, all the special moods that are there, that they're only due to the mercy of Srila Gurudev and Guru Parampara. I was saying the other day that somehow, just as one devotee, Matila Dishmabu, he was saying in Badger, we were discussing, and he was saying how Srila Gurudev is the embodiment of all the Guru Parampara. That all the personalities in the Guru Parampara, that they're there within the body of Srila Gurudev. So what can I say to glorify somebody as exalted and so merciful and kind as Srila Gurudev? So we're very, very fortunate to be here. And I pray that we somehow or other always be with Gurudev, if not physically, but at least by heart, and get closer and closer and closer so that we can be specks of dust in the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev.
अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायुनो विदः कातर्याजुहाम पुत्रेति तन्मेतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जुहामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्ति.
At first, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. All dated and departed. Vaishnava, Vaishnavigan, and my dear mothers, sisters, and all. As they told, we have come to remind you that you are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. We have forgotten him. He is most powerful. He can create in a second, in a moment, millions and millions of universes. And in the same time, in a second, he can demolish all, and again millions of universes. He can create. Very beautiful, handsome, sweet, and very merciful. He's very, very for us. Very, very. That is why he sometimes descends from Golok Vrindavan with his all associates. And sometimes he sends his very powerful associate to remind us
that you are all part and parcel of that Supreme Lord, an eternal servant. Without His mercy, you cannot realize your transcendental form, never. And you cannot be happy. There is no way to be happy. This world is what? Full of miseries and very nashvara. Very soon we will be old. And too old, and then we will have to give up this body. What we are collecting from this world, money, position and everything, you cannot take even a single hair with you. You are not this body, physical body. Don't quarrel for this. Don't worry for this body. This is a bag of urine, stool, blood and so many things. Soul is there, eternal. And he has been captured by Maya in this body. You should always realize. Very soon, whether you want or not, you will have to give up this body. Only the bad actions and good actions that you have done, or it will go with you. And again you will have to come in rotation. But when you will surrender yourself in the Lord's feet of a very qualified, bona fide guru, Sadguru, and if you will obey him and obey his instructions, then very soon you will realize, oh, we are in dream, what we are seeing, looking up here and there. We were in jail, and now they will see in a moment, but they are in Guru Vrindavan. There is no birth and death, no endless pain of birth and death there, no old age, nothing there. Only serving of Supreme Lord and always sinking in the ocean of endless and deepless ocean of love and affection. So, our rishis and maharshis, they realize this fact millions of years before this thing. Especially and Krishna and Ram, they came to this world and taught Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Vedas and Puran all that we are eternal servant of Krishna. His obed is embodiment of love and affection, Krishna especially. So, you can realize by all these things by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyas, he divided Vedas. He manifested so many Purans, Mahabharata, Gita, so many Upanishads he discovered and manifested, but he was still not happy. Once Narada, his guru, came and asked, why you are looking worried? You know everything and you have written, but still you are unhappy. He told that, my Gurudev, I don't know. Please tell me why I am worried. A disciple should surrendered in the lotus feet of Guru in such a way. Vyasa Narayan even, yes, focus this idea. And then Nara told him that you have given preference of dharma, artha, kam, moksha and all these things. But you have not written the sweet pastimes of Krishna, that Krishna can come, the Supreme Lord, in the form of a very beautiful son. He goes door to door in the houses of all the gopis to steal bread, butter, not butter, heart. We cannot be worried for him because we don't realize, but he realizes they are all my children. They are my part and parcel. So he descends, we cannot go to him. Understand? We cannot go there. But he descends himself. We cannot call us earnestly, but he calls by throat. Come on, all. Dance with me, sing with me, and be happy. This is Rasa. Have you written all these things in what you have written? Mahabharata, Gita, or Purans? No, I don't know all these things. How he serves his father, Nand Baba and Yashoda. How he is controlled, even being the Supreme Lord, he forgets that I am Supreme Lord. And her, his mother, what doing? Chastising. I will not let you come in my laps. I will not give you breath. Then what will you do? Be there far away from me. To whom he is doing? To Supreme Lord. Is. You know Sakhas? Subal Siddham. Oh, they defeat Supreme Lord. Tell that you should be my horse. And then Krishna becomes horse-like. And they ride on there, his soldiers. And you should gone, run away. And sometimes, if their mothers have given any very sweetest thing for familiar preparation, oh, they took from their mouth and gave in the mouth of Krishna. How wonderful. So, have you written all these things? Have you written that Krishna is telling that, oh gopis, I cannot repay you. In thousand and billions of years, I cannot. Please be merciful to me. Oh Supreme Lord. He is telling that I cannot repay your what your love and affection. That you left everything, your position, your dharma, sanatana dharma, chastity, or the fear from their superiors. For Krishna. Krishna cannot, he cannot give even one sadhak bhakti then. He cannot give up his father, mother. He cannot give his queens of Dwarka. He cannot give up Arjun, him, Nakul. Even those who are chanting his names and taken his shelter, he cannot give up. But gopis, what they gave up. All top to bottom, everything for Krishna. So Krishna said, oh, I cannot repay. Have you written? No. Then what you have written? Nothing. And that is why you are not. Then how can I write all these things? Oh, being trance. And by my mercy, in your trance, in meditation, you will see. Be surrendered there. and take help of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means surrender. And thus he surrendered himself. And he saw in trances from birth of Krishna up to all the sweet pastimes of Dwarka event. Especially the sweet pastimes of in Gokul, Vrindavan and Vraja. And this is called Samadhi Bhasa, Srimad Bhagavatam. We, by this thing, Srimad Bhagavatam, we can know that Krishna is not our goal to achieve Krishna. But Krishna praying is our goal. But also you should know who is the reservoir of that prem. Who? Gopis. Among gopis, Chandravali and Radhika. Among them too, Radhika. They are reservoir of that love and affection. So our aim and object to attain that love and affection of Krishna. So prem is prayojan. Prayojan means
ultimate
of our bhajan or goal of life. This love, and if you can attain even a glance of that love and affection, even a magic part, then you can make it endless ocean of love and affection, and whole universe will be down there. And you will be happy, Krishna will be happy. And thus your life will be happy. There is no way. So, everywhere I am speaking of this, from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 3 and 4 chapter, and Srimad Bhagavatam, from Brihat Bhagavatamritam, that our aim of our life and devotion is to attain love and affection in the guidance of gopis. The mood of Radhika, we cannot attain. Anyone, even Krishna, he was greedy for that. But we can attain something. That is, had been told in Anarpita Charinchira. To serve Radhika in a manjari mood. This is the highest goal of our devotion and love, in our bhakti practice. But how to attain? Then we'll have come to dawn. From Adav Shabda, Tata Sadhusan, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anarthan Vritti. Tata bhajnishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then bhav, then vipralambha bhav, and then after that sambhog bhav prem. 8 stages which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in Bhajan Rahasya in 8 chapters, and these chapters are like this. Adav Shraddha, morning of the hour bhajan. Morning, which is called Nishant Leela. Now Nishant Bhajan begins from Shraddha. Second, Sadhu Sangh and Anartha Nibriti at a time. Without Sadhu Sangh, we have so many unwanted things on earth. It cannot go away. So we are weak because we are full of all kinds of honor. But it may go only by the process of taking shelter in the Lord's feet of sadhus. But sadhu, how? If a sadhu can deviate, then he is not guru. He never deviates because he is Sadguru. He realized so. He has realized Krishna. He knows all the epic teachings as a very expert. He can remove all doubts. He had no doubt himself. Then, otherwise, those who are in doubt, what is soul, super soul, what is bhakti, how we can be happy, how can we serve? Oh, those who have no realization, even they have no ruchi, taste, then they cannot achieve. They are bound to fall down. So this guru cannot help you, because these kinds of guru are dilemma. You see, and you have experience for these gurus. Really, if you want to attain that kind of love and affection in the guidance of gopis, you will have to take shelter in the lotus feet of any such rasik and bhav guru. And begin from Shraddha. We are told everywhere, what is Shraddha? Shyamrani can speak two words for me. What is Shraddha?
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about Shraddha. It's stated in the Shastra, Shraddha Shabde Vishvashakahe Sudrida Nischoy. That is, Shraddha is the firm faith that Krishna Bhakti Koila Sarva Karma Kritavari. If I simply engage in Krishna Bhakti, all other subsidiary activities are taken care of. My maintenance, my happiness, everything else is achieved. How does Shraddha come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states, Ekupe Brahmanda Bhumite Konya Bhagyavanajiv Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After many, many millions of births, wandering in different universes, one who's performed many, many millions of births of Sukriti, spiritual pious activity, of going to temples, serving sadhus, knowingly or unknowingly, observing holy days, reading or hearing spiritual shastras, after many, many births of this, one meets a bona fide self-realized guru and attains from him the seed of bhakti, the bhakti lata beej, that is Shraddha, which is the root of all devotion, ultimately leading to praying. There are two kinds of Shraddha, that is, Lokik Shraddha, or faith in mundane superiors, and transcendental Shraddha, or faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Lokik Shraddha can also mean when one's faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra are komal, weak, and shaky. And when that faith becomes strong, it becomes Paramarthik Shraddha. Paramarthik Shraddha, or transcendental Shraddha, is of two kinds. The first kind is called Shastra Artha Avadharanamayi Shraddha. That is, when one's faith is inspired by the words of Shastra, that is, the instillment by Shastra that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am his eternal servant, his part and parcel, and having forgotten him, I'm suffering. So out of a sense of duty, I engage in faith in service to the Lord. Or out of fear. Shastra also says, if you don't engage in the service of Krishna, then you'll go to hell. and you'll be punished for your sinful activities. So in the beginning, there's also fear that arises from the words of Shastra, awe and reverence and some fear in the beginning. The second kind of Shraddha, transcendental Shraddha, is called Bhagavat Lila Madhuri Lobha Mayi Shraddha. That is faith in the words of Guru Sadhu and Shastra, which come by the great mercy of having the association of pure devotees, rasika devotees, as Srila Gurudev just said. That is, those devotees who are tasting all mellow relationships with Krishna, those who are experiencing transcendental sentiments, and those who are tattva-gya, that is, who's realized all tattvas, maya-tattva, jiva-tattva, bhagava-tattva, prema-tattva, he's realized them all. And hearing the sweet pastimes of the Lord, one develops a lobe or a greed for following the inhabitants of Braja, who particularly are oceans of the mood, which is in my heart, which is in my swarup, which is in my constitutional position. And then under the guidance of that saintly sadhu, I gradually hear those pastimes, hear the qualities of the Lord, and advance in bhakti by that way. So this is some few words about Shraddha.
Very good. Thank you.
But from where this Shraddha will come? Transcendental Shraddha. This is the question. So, Bhakti Sharp may speak two words.
Om Jnana Tumaram Nisya Ginam Jina Shavataya Chaksuram Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Guru Vain.
Once, in Melbourne, Australia, one devotee asked our Guru Maharaj, Jalila Pravishna Om Vishnupad, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, from where did we get the good fortune to get your association? We actually didn't know the Sanskrit word sukriti, good fortune, but he said it anyway like that. Prabhupada looked at him and said, you didn't have any. I brought it for you. In the Shastra it says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Sarva Sangha, Sarva Matra, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, Lava Matra, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. When something is necessary to be heard, it's repeated. So here we hear, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. This means all scriptures are shouting one thing, get the association. Sa-anga means with the limbs or the body of, get close to a sadhu. Who is a sadhu? What is a sadhu? That means one who can give us that which is sad, eternal, the truth, the absolute truth. And he can give us the sadhan, the practice that we're going to need to get to that truth. And he's going to give us the sadhya, which is the goal of that practice. One poet has sung, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So we see this sometimes in devotees, because they don't have a clear or fixed conception of what is their goal in Krishna consciousness. Their practices are all over the map. They don't have any clear idea of how to do bhajan, or how to do sadhana, practices of bhakti, with what goal or mood in mind. So these things are given by a real bona fide sadhu. And therefore, without him, we cannot get the mercy of God. Once I asked Srila Gurudev, how is the mercy of God coming to us? As like the cat or the monkey in the Ramanuja Sampradaya? Do we hold on to Guru and he carries us there? Or does he pick us up like the mother cat picks up the kitten and he carries us there? He said, both are required. It is like the guru is throwing down the rope of his instructions to you who are stuck deep in a well and you can't get out. So you're going to have to grab hold of that rope, but he's also going to pull you out. So both are required. Some effort will be required on our part. Sometimes, in very rare cases, Guru may also come down into that well and lift you out. Like sometimes somebody who never graduated from high school, because for some reason he will get an honorary degree from Harvard. But will that happen to everyone? No, that is very, very rare. So we should not think, oh, I won't do anything, a guru will come and save me. We should also be merciful to guru and make some efforts on our part. So we will talk this week about all these subject matters, and I thank Gurudev for calling on me and hope that he was satisfied. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So, in Sadhu Sangha, we can know without the help and surrendering in the Lord's feet of Sadguru, we cannot attend bhakti. Thus, knowing this, he searched any guru, bona fide guru. But if he has not done Sukriti, that oh, very hard, very rare. Kotishwapi Mahamune and millions of millions person, very rare, that can have a bona fide guru. So, knowing this, he began to search. And if he had lot of Sukriti, then any Vaishnava will tell, oh, come with me, I will let you, I will help you and I will take you to bona fide. Oh, oh, he is my Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Guru. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Oh, he is my Guru. Anyone took Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charanara Prabhu. Oh, he was searching. And one day anyone took him to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. And when he saw, in a glance he was attracted to him. And he surrendered. So this is only way. Then he takes Harinam first. And he promises that I should not take I will follow four regulative principles. And Gurudev gives Harinam. After serving him so many years, then he thinks the necessity of taking Diksha, Tiddhikya. Then he takes Rishit Diksha. And thus his bhajan kriya begins, serving him like bosom friends. And having some lines from Gurudev, he begins bhajan and gradually anarth goes. This is the line or way, process, to give up all the anarth. If a man is always in anarth, how he can develop his Krishna consciousness? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the first of Yam, that is, in first beginning, he is telling Parama Pamana Krishna. This is Bhajan Rahasya. If you want to know all these things, you can read Bhajan Rahasya and Jaiva Dharma. Jaiva Dharma is very important. We should try to distribute Jaiva Dharma to all devotees. Who are devotees or non-devotees. By reading this Jaiva Dharma, anyone can be a devotee. I think that this is most important. Before Bhajan Rahasya, Jaiva Dharma is needed. So I want that also, or collect that Jaiva Dharma and distribute everywhere. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining one slok of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tang nirbyajam bhajaguru nidhim pavan pavananam saddha rajyan
iti uttam shlokamaulim pruddhanantah karna kuhare hant jannam bhano abhaso api kshapayati mahapat buddhanta rasi. The name of Krishna, name, very powerful, very, very powerful. Even not pure name, even namabhas, glance of noun. If anyone doing all kinds of mahapatra, patra, pap, and all sins will go away. So nam, Krishna, pure nam you will give, you pure Krishna praying. But namabhas will not. Anath may go by chanting namabhas. So he is glorifying. And he is telling Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Par Parama Pavan Krishna Taharacha. Krishna is what? Param Pavitra.
Supremely pure.
By being sincere and surrendering onto his lotus feet with a Shraddha that we explain, you should do bhajan, practice of bhakti yoga. Oh, the name of powerful Krishna is so powerful that even the namabhas, he can take away all kinds of mahasin, mahapap, sin and all other things. All kinds of anas. You should have a strong belief in this and chant. There is a book written by Sikh Shastras by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. There are 8 slokas. And very, very important. This is the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishad and even Srimad Bhagavatam. In this Sikh Shastakam, first is Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhav Mahata Bhagavad Sreya Kairava Chandrika Bhutaram. Second slok, Nam Nam Akari Bhaudhanija Sarvashakti. Oh, Krishna is himself name. More, he has manifested his all powers, mercy in these names. But we have no belief. We want to be happy by other means. And then third is Trinadapi Sunis. This is the process. And then giving up all these things, material desire. And then na dhanam na janam. I don't want anything, position or wealth or of this. I have to keep only valli. That's how I punsam paro jan dharma. So this bhakti, continuous flow by body, mind and soul. Even by words, by rati, we should serve Krishna. To please him, not for our any desire, to please him, to please him. Then it will be bhakti. But pure bhakti will be uttama bhakti when it is not covered with gyan, karma, yoga and others. And no worldly desire. Anna vilashita shim. Then it will be uttama, otherwise no. And this uttama bhakti up to Radhika's madana khabhav. This. So in this ashtam, then after that, So in this Sikh Shastra ke kahe Krishna Lilakram, Ihate Bhajan Krame Lila Rudivam. If you will follow this slope of Sikh Shastra, then Krishna Lila will inspire in your heart, will come. It will manifest. Oh, first you should practice first slope of Sikh Shastra. Told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto Darpan, this is true. And then come to Dvitiya Sloka. What is Dvitiya Sloka? Then Nam Mercy will come. And then four Sloka. First, second, third, fourth. And then fifth will come what? Ainandatu. What is this? Oh, very high class of this state. At that time you can meditate your Siddhade. You know Siddhade? Or transcendental form, which is in our constitutional transcendental form. Very beautiful 10 years old. Anyone of Braja, like Sakha or Sakhi. And by that body, transcendentally, you can serve Radha, Krishna and Radha. Otherwise, no. When you have washed away all your anats, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, Bhav Mahat, Dag Navani, Nirvapna, all kinds of anats has gone away. Washed away. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Oh. The mercy of Krishna is like moon. It gives a nectar of rays by which all kinds of flowers. What? And so much nectar comes that all we want that. What is this? It is compared. All kinds of rare, all kinds of favorable of bhakti will come. All qualities will come in you, in third stage. And then, Shreya Kairava Chandrika, Vitaranam, Vidyabhadu Jeevanam. Then what is Vidyabhadu Jeevanam? This name is Badhu, most beloved of Krishna. Who is Badhu? Radhika. And her mood is highest, prem in her. Then it may come. Then at that time you can realize, oh, what is the Vasiddha there? So in fifth sloka it has been told. If no Siddha there, no Radha Padashraya, you cannot attend high class of love. So here he is telling, I sloka Siddha Dehe Radha Padash. If you continue in this way, your sadhana and bhajan, your practice of bhakti yoga, then in fifth sloka, Ainanda Tanuja Kengaram, Patitam Ma Bishame Bhavam Pudhau, Kripayato Pad Pankajas Dhuli. Dhuli means minute. And the minute dust of Radhika, lotus feet or Krishna feet. Same thing. And that is Siddha Deva. What? Very beautiful. Very sweet. Attractive. Like gopis. That, then we can chant, remember our Siddha Deva. Then Ashtakari Leela will come. Otherwise, no. If anyone forcibly, he is remembering his Siddha Saru, not having this estate, even no anartha has not gone. But if he thinks that I am Radha Dasi Gopi, then he can't be. Then he will be Sahaji, he is bound. So I am warning you all that you should all obey Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because his realized soul, his Gadadhar Pandit, the power of Krishna is the manifestation. I know that all likes to be a gopi very soon, in the beginning. Even he is full of aparadha, anartha, but they want to be very gopi, especially. All. Don't try. You should know this is your goal. And wait. All these things. And then when you will come in that stage, then automatically, if your heart will be pure and there will be mercy of your Gurudev. At once that Siddhadev will come in your heart. Then very easily, by that purified Siddhadev, transcendental Siddhadev, you can serve Radha and Krishna eight past times. Otherwise, no, don't do anything for. Wait for this, and then it will come. So you should know that, oh, this is our aim. That's all. And begin from Shabda and all. Chayatik. Chaya slok bhajite anartha kela. Now, 6. Nainam galadas sudharaya badanam gadagadarudhaya gira kulkarnichitang vapuhakada tava naam grahane. What is the meaning? Oh, one kirtan Krishna das. And then I will explain.
Bolya Srindavan Bihari Lal ki jai jai Sri Radhe. Gopinde bolo Hari Gopal bolo. Gopinde bolo Hari Gopal bolo. Gopinde bolo Hari Gopal bolo.
Gopinde bolo Hari Gopal bolo.
Radha Ramana Hari Gopinde.
Gopinde bolo hari gopal bolo. Sometimes rolling down on the earth. At that time I will not be able to chant Hare Krishna. Kri 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 like that. Jaja Ga Mahaprabhu. when that day will come. Automatically it will come by the process that we thought. When Siddha day will be realized, and then you will feel separation from Krishna or Radhika, then all will come automatic. Understand what I told?
You said that when that day will come, when tears will flow from the eyes like torrents of rain, when the voice will be choked, when the hairs of the body will stand on end. When that day will come. Gurudev said that. Gurudev said
that that day will come when, by mercy of Gurudev, that one receives one siddhadeya, when one has achieved that state, the fifth stage. This is the stage of asakti. Then one will get some glimpse of one's eternal spiritual form, one siddhadeya. Then at that point, by mercy of Guru, then automatically, then these symptoms of divine love will manifest.
Then he can feel separation sometimes. And in separation, automatically he will weep. They are standing. Voice choked. Don't try to do artificial all these things. Otherwise bhakti may go. She cannot tolerate that you should imitate anything. Try to bring all these things, naturally all these things, stay. Otherwise you will be called sahajiya. This is sahajiya. That a stage not has come, but we are posing that, oh, we have achieved this. No, weeping coming, separation from Radha and Krishna. But we sometimes, by
practicing.
Ladies, very easily they can weep and at once they can
laugh
and they can cut it. Anything they can do. They are like mothers. Oh, very love and affection. But sometimes they may become like Durga Kali. So, we should always remind this. Bhakti is very, very very
precious.
Precious.
Kumal.
Very delicate. Very delicate.
Delicate.
Precious.
So in Bhaktire Swami Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has told that if you have received Sri Krishna name, Mahamantra, and the months, he will give relation with Krishna, transcendental Krishna. Then, by this diksha, they have taken. They have to follow daily. At the nick of time, or some at your name also. Don't try to waste your any moment of your life. Give whole energy. Then how to maintain our life? Oh, it will be easily. Very easy. Have faith in name and demons. Even they can support and nourish Brahma Shankar. Oh, why not to us? So, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu is telling Srila Rupa Goswami, Saddharma, Saddharma Shyava Bodhaya, Jeshang Nirbandhani Mati, this is 31 slok. Achirat Eva Sarvartha Siddheti, Esham Abhipshita. By Harinam, we can achieve everything. Whole desires will be fulfilled, even all kinds of transcendental, paramarthic, even the dash of Krishna and Radhika can be achieved. Name can. Krishna Nam Dhara Aneka Swarupa. Nama Tuva Aneka Swarupa. Jaso Dhanandana
ananda bardhan prema tanaya rasa kupa nanda tanaya rasa kupa. Oh, vengeance, Radharani, Gopika, Radharani, Rashbihari, oh, so names, very powerful, more than anything. So Nam can get all these things. With such a strong belief, nishtha, we should chant name with satta. Then, oh, we can have that. Pure name will come, otherwise not. And then very soon you can love, attend, oh Krishna prem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, explaining, what is Nirbandhani Mati? What Nirbandhani, you know? Nirbandhani, Nishyatmak Buddhi. What is? Those who have a strong desire, Nirbandhani Mati, sometimes something like that. If you want to know what is our sadharma, what is our love and goal of our love and affection, if they know, they follow that process. And what is that thing? They should take Tulasi Mala, initiated by Gurudev in Mahamantra, and after that, eight kinds of mantra: Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Panchatattva, and Hajna. Then what you should do? Don't neglect any day. With strong belief, you should daily do at time. How we should chant name? Oh, the bill should be of Tulasi, not of gold, not of any other things.
No name.
Only.
No.
What? No. If we have Tulsi Mala, no. And if he will come in this stage of Mahaprabhu, then no need of bead even, or by to show others for him, for Rupa Goswami, no need all these things. But for me, it is needed. So there should be only wood of Tulasi, because Tulasi is the most beloved of Krishna. So it is called Vrindavan. Radha is Vrindavaneshwari. Sri Tulasi Devi, Vrinda Devi, has offered his all this bun to such Radhika. So it should be there. And it should be like Gopuchha, tail of cows.
From bigger to smaller.
Where I have kept my mala. Malata kothara. Oh. Now a fashion has come. What? This should be. Let's see. Rounds. And gradually coming. And the last point. Like this. So, or mala should be. Now a time long, long like this. I have seen so many fashionable persons. They don't use like this. It is available very easily. But they
pay more. Oh, and to make
1 kilo, 2 kilo, 3, 5 kilo. And very long, long. They can do like this, not like this. Why they do, I don't know. Fashion.
So what it has been told in Shastra, we should try to follow. And so you should try to chant on round and gradually
smaller, smaller, smaller.
And from down, bigger, bigger, bigger. And don't use your this finger. This should be out of heart. This is anger. Oh, I will shoot you. I will must punish you. I will break your legs. Keep it. Means, only to keep this finger, pointing finger, out of, will not do. You will have to check your anger. To take your anger from there. If you are angry, you can give up your beatbacks and is even Krishna Bhakti. So we must follow this. Don't do like this. I have seen it. So many doing like this. Don't do. Face. Don't touch by this finger. Like.
My left hand.
Try to escape. But sometimes it is necessary. So, you should follow this. And what more? Nirbandhani Mati, I am telling. This is more important than even that drama play. That is why I want to tell. At the time of meditating mantra, guru mantra, you should be ekagra, one-pointed mind. That mind at that time should not go here and there. But how it can be checked? If you are always giving your whole energy in them, then so try to do. Especially at the time of jap, you should take your mind from everywhere and in name chanting. Yes. Ekagraman. Then take out all the worldly desires, anna vilashita, all worldly desires from mind. And then remember the meanings of names. Like Hare. What is the meaning? Hari Harati Mano Krishna. Srimati Radhika is the power of Krishna. Very beautiful, handsome, attractive and sweet. By his loving service, she can take easily the heart of Krishna even. So she is called Hari. And then Krishna, very attractive and giving all kinds of transcendental happiness, ananda. So Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Radhika, Ram, Radharaman Krishna. And there are so many meanings. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Radha Krishna meeting in Sambhog Lila. And Hare, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Oh, not together. Radhika is alone, feeling separation. This is separation. And there are so many meanings by Jiva Goswami, by Raghunath Das Goswami, especially by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we should try to remember all these things with artha, knowing the meaning. Jab kale man ke kagra bhave lo, that I told. Then, and then, always be in, seated in the association of high kinds of Vaishnava. What kind of sadhu sangha? Very near and dear to my mood of bhaya.
Like-minded.
And he should be merciful to us. Then sadhu sangha.
You will have to be saucha. Shauch means? It is very necessary that a sadhusum, a sadha, a practitioner should do snan in morning to make his body fresh and try to take inner shauch. Make your mind completely pure from all worldly desires. So, controlling your mind is very necessary. And by in this way, the weights of worldly desires will be stopped. Only by this process. Taking the center shelter in the lotus feet of Guru, Padma and Krishna. Then mauna. We will have to be mauna. Mauna means?
Silence.
Silent. How silent? Not speaking at that time when you are chanting the mantras. Even also when you are japing, chanting name, don't speak it then. Some sadhak doing what? If they are alone and sitting, they will somewhat walk in, and after that they will search anyone who is there and they will talk, mundane talks. Without talks they cannot be. So don't be like that. At the time of mantra jap, don't talk anything to anyone. Only in the case your Gurudev had just comes, or any high class of Vaishnava, then you can give up and you can serve him. Otherwise, not. Abhyagrata. Abhyagrata means chanchalta of mind.
Don't be restless during chanting japa.
Abhyagrata nahi janta. Chanchalta.
Don't let the mind be flickering and disturbed.
Yes. Not like a pendulum. Don't do. Dharya purva.
Steady.
Fix your mind. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Like this. Sometimes lamenting. And speaking this slok, uttering this slok, Nainam Galata. No, second slok. O Krishna, hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandho. Praying the mercy of Krishna. On your way, if you are trying so much, but fruit is not coming, yet you should stop it already. Go on chanting. Don't give up. And then there are five limbs of this remembering of mantra. You should know the meaning and outline of each mantra that you are doing. If you are doing Gopal mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, you should know the meaning. What is the meaning? What is the prayer we are doing? But also know that they are embodiment of Krishna and Guru Mantra. But yet, you should know what we are going to pray to him. And then who is the deity of this mantra? We should know. Like Gopal Mantra, who is deity? Gopi Jana Vallabha. In Gaur Mantra, Gauri Chandra. And then, Mantra Adhishtatri Devata. The
predominating deity of the mantra.
The mantra. Who is he? We should know. And he is very powerful, very merciful. And he can save from all worldly things. He is so powerful. So,
we should take his shelter. He can save us. He can give anything. We can fulfill all desires. Also, we should try to take him off sankalpa that your Gurudev has told. 10 times each mantra. Or 108 times we should do. Even one time will do. But to attain some power, Gurudev has told you. So you should. Don't make hurry. Be steady. And at that time, don't think as I have told you. Anything of this world. This is called nyas. And prapatti. Oh my Prabhu, my deity is the deity of mantra of deity. Very powerful. Oh, he can save and he can give anything. So I am taking his shelter. Prapatti, saranagati. And then saranagati. I am suffering. From when? Unlimited time. When first creation was done, I am suffering. Oh, Prabhu, give me your shelter. Save me. And then Atmanivedan. What I have, my position, my wealth, reputation, my body, my beauty, everything. Oh, it is yours. Now I am taking your shelter and whole energy I am giving your lotus feet. There is none to save me, only you. And when you take anything, prasadam, offer him. By heart, by mind, by soul, by everything. In this way, these five lengths of mantra, if you will chant and remember, then they will give you fruit. Otherwise not. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is advising that we should follow. Go Premanand.